We're about 25 into the 4 o'clock hour on 96.5 KECO. The back roads in this fine line, auto sales in detail Tuesday. Brandon in the captain's chair, and I'm not alone. We've got Dub Miller in the studio with us. That is the proper pronunciation, right?
Yeah, you got it, brother. You got it.
Dub,
yeah, I'm a W. I began life as WD. You go back home where I'm from, people call me like that, the initials W.
Okay, all right, I got you, all right.
And then I guess I just had too many syllables to it, so I ended up Dub.
Pretty much everybody I know who has a W in their name anywhere, it's just Dub.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Dub. I had a friend, his initials were JW. And
J-Dub?
I have several friends. Now that I think about it, I have several friends. And it started off as going from, you know, J-Dub, or it was JW, then it was J-Dub. Now it's just Dub.
That's just Dub.
Just Dub. Dub. Now, Dub, where do you call home?
Llano, Texas.
Llano, Texas.
Which is in the unfashionable western part of the Texas Hill Country.
The less cosmopolitan.
Yes, it's about an hour west of Austin.
Right on.
Out there. We don't get the press that Luckenbach does.
You should write that tune.
Oh, yeah, working on it.
Back to the basics in Llano, Texas.
You know, the guys that wrote that song, Luckenbach, Back to the Basics, had never been to Luckenbach.
Oh, yeah. There's most people that love that song who've never been to Luckenbach.
Right, right.
Was it Todd Snyder tells a story about how, you know, when he got to Texas, he thought because of the song, if you wanted to play in Texas, you had to play in Luckenbach.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He still, to this day, has never played in Luckenbach.
Because they steal the signs.
Yeah, because they steal the signs, exactly. Because nobody knows how to get to Luckenbach because they steal the signs. All right, Dub's here in support of the single Big Chief Tablet from the album The Midnight Ambassador.
Yes, sir.
Available now.
Anywhere you can get music. If you, it's on the iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's on Amazon. If you do the streaming thing, Spotify, Rhapsody, it's on all that kind of stuff. What brick and mortar there is anymore. If you're traveling the roads this summer, we could whip into a Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's has it.
No, Buc-ee's has it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, see, I think more than playing in Luckenbach, you know you've made it. You've got something special. You got a future ahead of you if you can get your record in a Buc-ee's.
Oh, I know. It was like a milestone. It's like, what's next? I'm in Buc-ee's. Like, to get any better than this, like, Weird Al's going to have to parody one of my songs. I don't
right?
know what the next level is.
But you've been in a Buc-ee's, so, I mean, there's I mean,
yeah.
Where do you go from here?
If nothing else, it's in Buc-ee's.
You've peaked.
Yeah.
You're in Buc-ee's.
I know. It's downhill from here, man. Just dirty restrooms and beaver nuggets.
So if you're traveling through Texas and you happen to see a Buc-ee's, pull in. You'll find a copy of the album The Midnight Ambassador from Dub Miller. Tell me a little bit about the tune Big Chief Tablet.
Well, I guess sometimes I catch myself having to explain what a Big Chief tablet is.
I was going to play it cool and act like I knew what was going on, but yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, I got a 7-year-old boy at home. He
he
thinks a tablet is something different.
Right.
You know, it's an electronical thing he plays his games on, but the Big Chief tablet was ubiquitous. People my age were in grade school. It was like a notepad.
Yes, the big giant. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it had a red cover and the Native American chief with the headdress and everything,
right.
and on the inside was the worst pulp paper they could possibly
was it find. Like kind of like weird off white.
Yeah,
it was almost tan. The paper was almost tan.
Yeah, you couldn't erase
beige
pencil on it. It would just smear, and so
pieces of the paper would flake off. And yeah, okay,
yeah,
I
so
I know what we're talking about now.
So now that the nostalgia image of the Big Chief tablet has been established, at least to me, I came up with the line. It's basically a relationship song. We have relationships with other people, and so, you know, there's songs about it, every tier of those things. A relationship is new, and that's when you get love songs, and relationships
right.
go bad, and you get the sad songs.
You get country songs.
Yeah, these are the building blocks on which country was music was built, and then you start to gain perspective about it, and at some point you start to gain a sense of humor about it, realize
right.
it was all for good, and so I was in this point of the but perhaps I reached the anger stage, I don't know, but I was able to laugh at it my own self, and I was in the shower of all places, and I came and said, you know, if I had a Big Chief tablet and a number 2 pencil, I'd write down all the things that I hate about you. So that made me laugh, and then I finished the song out from there, but I apologized to her at the end.
Oh, well, that's awful sweet.
I take it all back.
You know, is that because you're afraid of crossing paths, or there being some kind of ramification?
No, I'm terribly scared of her dad.
Okay, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Okay, I got you. At the end, you're like, oh no, this is way too angry. I need to say something nice real quick.
Yes.
Just don't come find me.
Yeah, leave it. Let's leave it in a good place. You bet.
All right, so here we go. So we've talked through the stages of death of a relationship with Dub. We now have nostalgia running through our veins. Let's take in Big Chief Tablet.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here it is, Big Chief Tablet. Dub Miller on the back roads of 96.5 KECO. Miller, Big Chief Tablet on the back roads of 96.5 KECO. And you said it is available for the purchasing of?
For the price?
Well, no. No, we don't have to get into that, the specifics, unless you want to. We could just go full blown. But now, if you give out the price, you've got to give me like your best Billy Mays impression.
Oh, my, I couldn't do it. Not even going to try, man. Act now. It's urgent. You must act now. And if you buy the CD.
He was winding up, too. I mean, he was about to give it his best shot. He was winding up. He was smacking his lips. He was getting ready. And he's like, I got nothing.
Well, who? Billy Mays, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough one.
Just gotta scream. Just gotta scream real loud.
Just scream.
And you just think about the kind of girl that'd make you want to go get a Big Chief tablet and a number two pencil.
I'd end up sounding like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Tried to do a Billy Mays, gave away Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah, I would. That's what it would be.
You go buy my album.
That's pretty good.
Albums.
Oh my goodness, you can do Bobcat.
I don't really know.
Oh, you're just improvising.
No, I was just pretending to gargle my mouthwash in the morning. That's what I sound like. Scope. All right. The album is The Midnight Ambassador. It's available now. Name of the single, Big Chief Tablet, Dub Miller. Here's what we're going to do, Dub, if it's all right with you. We'll take in a quick break, come back with our full weather update, tell everybody how much is going to rain over the next week, and then we'll take in an in-studio performance.
Let's do it.
All right, sounds good. So we got Dub Miller in the studio with us. We'll be back with more of today's best, yesterday's favorites, an in-studio performance from Dub Miller, and a full weather update on 96.5 KECO on the back roads. Dub Miller's in the studio in support of his single, Big Chief Tablet. Took it in right before the break. If you missed it, don't worry. You can catch it again at KECOFM.com. Be looking for links shortly. Now, Dub, you're going to perform one for us in the studio. Which tune are you going to play for us, sir?
Well, this is off another one off the new album. It's a song called Charlie Goodnight. Do we have time for a quick story to set the...
Well, let me ask you this. How many albums do you have? Because you gave me a slew.
I think,
the scientific term, a slew.
A slew, which in this case would be five.
Five records out.
This would be number five.
Nice. How do you feel about this one in comparison to the others? How was making this? I mean, a fifth album.
The newest one's always your favorite.
Well, of course. Do you think you've got a process in place now where you can just go in, knock this stuff out, or is it different every single time?
Well, it was really different this time because I'd pulled a Rip Van Winkle and fell asleep under a tree for about 10 years.
Ooh.
Before I got to do this one. I was in, believe it or not, I was in the first wave of this thing, Red Dirt, Texas Country, whatever you want to call it. Those terms didn't even exist. The record on the bottom with the old school plastic packaging, that's
actually in a jewel case, yeah.
Yeah, that one came out in December of 99. And we started, you of course, back in those days, were just hacking through the brush with machetes.
Right,
and,
right.
But we came up this way quite a bit and toured almost constantly until about 05, I guess. Mm-hmm. And boy meets girl, boy falls in love, boy decides, well, maybe life on the road would not be conducive to family life. So I quit. I hung up my spurs and broke up my band at the time. And my fiddle player and my drummer went to join this guy, Randy Rogers.
No.
it seemed to have worked out for them. So they made a very, very wise choice.
So they probably still don't hold anything against you.
Yeah, not at all. They're pretty fine with it. And so I ended up going to law school of all things, and came out of law school, ended up in the oil and gas business, and I won't say I quit on oil and gas as much as it quit on me.
I think there's a lot of people that agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's
that understand that feeling.
Yeah, it's been going around. So it's like, okay, well, what now? And they're like, well, you know what? I'm gonna go back to singing for my supper.
There you go.
So I quit performing for a long while, but I never quit writing songs. I think if you talk to most songwriters, they'll tell you that writing songs is just something you do. It's almost a compulsive behavior.
Right.
So I've got this wealth of songs. So I got with my old buddy Adam Oder, and we're gonna do this record. And so the plan was we're gonna go in this demo or in the studio, and I was gonna demo a number of songs, and he was gonna pick his favorite 12, and we're gonna record those, and we're gonna call that a record.
Right.
I couldn't choose. Songs are like
right.
kids.
Yeah, like kids. Everybody's got a favorite, right?
Yeah. So I went and did maybe 30 or more songs for him, and he picked 12. I'm like, okay, these are the ones we're going to record. And it's an interesting process, actually, because there were songs I thought were really good songs that are for sure were going to be on it.
And they wound up on the floor, didn't they?
Yeah. And there were others I didn't really think were that good, and they ended up making it. So proof that the artist is seldom the best judge of his own work, really.
Right. Yeah. You're too close to it.
Yeah, Margaritaville famously was put on the record at the last minute.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and then, yeah, well, we know how that worked out.
Right, yeah.
All right, so now back to the one you're going to play for us.
Okay, so this is this song off the new album, and I believe that with the possible exception of jazz music,
mm-hmm.
I think that our greatest contribution to world culture as Americans is the myth of the American cowboy, particularly as it pertains to the cattle drives, that cattle drive era. And that image that just popped into your head, I think you can go anywhere in the world and you can show people that image and they'll recognize it for what it is. They may not be able to tell you in English, but they'll know what it is. And here we are all this time later, and it's become very much a part of our culture. And there's a couple of things that are amazing to me. I mean, one, obviously it was so long ago.
Right.
And two, when it was actually happened, it really didn't happen for very long at all. And the two guys that started the trail drives, not so far from where you and I are talking right now, is these guys, Charlie Goodnight and Oliver Loving, and they were raising cattle just to the west of us a little bit. And they had this idea that if they get the cattle all the way north, Montana, areas like that, and sell them up there, that they can make a tidy profit.
Right.
Everybody says, well, this is, you're crazy, you're never going to make it, you're going to lose your herd, you're probably going to get scalped, this is, you know, a bad idea. Well, they did it anyway.
Of course.
And not only did they succeed, but they succeeded fantastically. And then other people started doing it too, and it became the Goodnight Loving Trail. And then sort of as the westward expansion happened, the trails got pushed west, and then after that, the railroads happened. They found more economical ways to do it.
Right.
So the trail drive era, like they did it for about 20 years, and then it was over. Nobody ever did it after that. But here we are now, all this later in the new millennium.
And still.
Yeah, there's been so many books and songs and movies and poems and stories and magazine ads and that all deal with this time. And I've got a couple of buddies that were raised out in the Big Bend area, Doug Moreland and Matt Skinner, who raised very much in that sort of cowboy poet, Gene Autry, get along little dogie tradition. And most of that stuff, it celebrates that time,
right.
but it also it kind of whitewashes it a bit too.
Mm-hmm.
And having grown up on a working ranch myself, I call BS on most of it. That was to the guys during the time, that was a tough gig.
Right.
And, they were there, you know, the guys doing it, most of them couldn't find any other work.
Mm-hmm.
The pay was low. The mortality rate was high. So mostly to annoy my buddies, I decided to write a song from the perspective of a guy who might have actually been on one of these things.
From a guy who might have a clue.
So gotcha. Anyway, this is it's called Charlie Goodnight.
Charlie Goodnight. Doug Miller on the Back Roads, KECO.
Charlie Goodnight was a bastard. He hated old Sir Ross. And while I commanded the faith of the men, Charlie Goodnight was the boss. He get out with the devil, damn sure get out with me. If there's a man carried more sand, be inclined to disagree. But he blazed a trail of cattle, a money train of bees. He got along with Indians, but
hated sheep and thieves. He tolerated drinking, although it was a sin. He was always good to horses, but always hard on men. So ride hill, you bastard. Ride hill and back again. They say heaven's but a pasture. There's not for ambitious men. So ride like hell, you bastard. Ride into another day. Before they string their wire and take it all away. Well, Charlie Goodnight was a bastard, but a cowboy all the same. Yeah, he always took the credit, but then he always took the blame. Never seen him go to bed, and I never seen him rise. The bib and warmth in his heart, there was coldness in his eyes. So ride hill, you bastard. Ride hill and back again. They say heaven's but a pasture. Is not for ambitious men. So ride like hell, you bastard. Ride into another day. Before they string their wire and take it all away. Charlie Goodnight was a bastard. He hated old Sol Ross. And while I commanded the faith of the men, Charlie Goodnight was the boss.
I can dig that, man. I can dig that.
Thank you, brother.
I can
Thank
dig
you.
That a whole lot. All right, Dub Miller in the studio with us. Dub, where can everybody keep up with you, man?
You can go to www.dubmiller.com. Once you're at dubmiller.com, you can find my tour schedule. You can find links to buy the music. You can links to what social media I am on. I can't keep up with it, man. I've got Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but apparently I'm supposed to start a Snapchat now.
Yeah, it's like the new thing.
Yeah,
Snapchat was not supposed to be like really social at all. It was supposed to be like you and just a few people that you like.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now ESPN, Olympics.
Yeah.
Nike, everybody's got a Snapchat. They're constantly posting stuff.
Well, I think what it does is by the time your mom's on Twitter, you got to move on.
Yeah,
you're already
moving on to the next one. Exactly.
I think that's, you know, if the old people are doing it, we got to find a new one. I'm sure that's what it is.
I think that's what it is. It's like Facebook. Oh, no. Oh, no. Mom and grandma's on Facebook. Yeah, we got to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
oh, no. Now they're on Twitter. Oh, run to Instagram. Oh, no. Now they're on Instagram.
Yeah. Nana's taking pictures of her garden. This is no good for me now.
Nana's geraniums are back on the Facebooks.
What did you have for lunch today?
Oh, no,
I was
Nana,
just wondering.
Nana and her 12 cats are all over Facebook again. Who got her a smartphone for Christmas?
She's fallen and she can't get up.
She posted about it on Facebook. For help.
Nana doesn't need the clapper.
She got Facebook. Doesn't need a button. Need the button. No, I got Facebook, Twitter, on the tweets, hashtag help.
what else you need, man?
Oh, my. All right, so Dub, what was the website again? I've already forgot.
Dub Miller, dubmiller.com.
Just dubmiller.com. That's dubmiller.com. thank you so much for coming by, sir.
Thank you, man. This has been fun.
Well, I've had a blast. I had a good time. If you do me a big favor, there's a Sharpie right behind the E there on the sign. I think there's a couple more hanging out up there. If you would sign the sign for me, sir.
I can do
that.
We'll
grab a picture here in just a second. Thank you very much for stopping by. Name of the single, Big Chief Tablet, off the album, The Midnight Ambassador. That's Dub Miller. Go to dubmiller.com for more. And we've got more of today's best, yesterday's favorites, that homegrown country, and a Backroads News break coming up right after this on 96.5 KECO.
If you need a vehicle,